Hey there, it's Dr. Heidi. You're listening to It's Not Normal, It's Toxic, a podcast geared towards the things you may be misunderstanding about the difficult relationships in your life. I did not understand it when I was in it, but I definitely understand it now, and I want to share that understanding with you so that you too can find the courage you didn't know you had to make the changes you didn't think you could make. So today I love these kind of episodes because they're a little difficult to put together because trying to get people together to record and then get them all in the same place is kind of like herding squirrels, but we did it. For those of you who don't know, I run the Strength Within group on Facebook. It is a place where pretty much everybody understands how you feel if you are in a relationship that's unhealthy. It's a great place to be if you don't have a support system. And I managed to tackle three of the members to answer a question for me. And so that's what you're going to hear today is three of the strongly contributing, very encouraging members that have been and are still members of the Strength Within community. And they are answering the question, what one positive thing about you or your life would be significantly different if you did not go through what you went through? Take a listen. And the next person that I'm going to hit with a question is Donovan. Donovan has been a guest on the podcast before. You'll probably recognize his voice. So Donovan, tell us a little bit about yourself or give us some information that is interesting, even if it's not about yourself.
Okay. Let's see. Interesting. I have been working on myself here for about 2 years. Now I know that doesn't sound very interesting, but where I came from a couple of years ago, I was in a mess. I had just gotten out of a really toxic, marriage, that lasted, almost 25 years. And I was like in a down spiral. I didn't know. I couldn't figure out the insanity, you know, that was going on in my life. And I found this podcast, coolest name too. It's Not Normal, It's Toxic. And I'm like, oh, I need to listen to this. And so I started listening to it, and Dr. Heidi was checking all the boxes, and I was saying, man, I feel that. And I didn't feel alone in this mess that I was in. It seems like it was a big piece of the puzzle that was missing to try to understand what was going on.
you also are a member of Strength Within, and for some reason, I don't remember why exactly I reached out to you, but we got to be, quote, friends pretty quickly. Like, so the energy that Mr. Donovan has is infectious, I will tell you, because I don't hang around people that I don't like. I was just telling him, you cannot see us, but I can see him. And when he turned his camera on this morning, I cannot believe the difference in how he looks. It doesn't have anything to do with weight. It doesn't have anything to do with, he didn't lose any more hair because he didn't have any more hair to lose. But his face looks completely different than 2 years ago when I talked to him. There is a perma smile on his face, which is so exciting for me to see. Okay, Donovan, the question I have for you today is, what positive thing about you or your life would be significantly different if you did not go through what you went through?
I kind of look at it as the process of steel. You know, when steel first comes as iron ore, it's thrown in a fire, and it's burnt really, really hot. It burns out all the impurities in it, and then it comes out stronger. and harder, you know. But I don't have a hard heart anymore. You know, it's one thing to be out of the relationship, but the other thing was, how do I focus on me and the good things about me? That what I'm going through here is hard and it sucks, but somewhere in here, there's the happy me that I've always wanted to be. So how do I get to that? And so I just started, you know, in the medical field, you kind of learn about your body so that you can triage yourself if you're sick. Oh man, I need to take this, or I need to eat more of that or less of that or whatever it is. But, you know, in the mental world, we have to ask ourselves almost daily, what good am I getting out of what's going on in my life right now? And look forward to that, you know, because there's always sunshine along with the darkest past. That's one thing I've learned. And then listening to the podcast too, you know, I feel a lot for people. You know, my heart goes out to those that are in, that have been in, or are in, stuck in a toxic relationship. And it might be with a family member. I mean, you can't divorce your sister. You can't divorce your kid, you know, but you can take a step back and detach from the situation with love. Say, you know, I wish you the best. Find the human experience in it. We're all human. We all mess up. We all, to the outside world, look like an angry, bitter, whatever we are, whether it's driving down a road or just a general consensus of oneself. But we all have that happiness within us too. We find the joy in the situation, find the joy in what you're going through, because in the end, you're going to come out good, better.
And come out happy. I wasn't planning on interrupting your question, but just kidding. Dr. Heidi interrupts everything. Mm-hmm. So when did you feel the shift? Because I think what you're saying is, you're saying, I don't know, but I feel happy now. And I know I did not feel happy then. So when you may not be able to pinpoint this, but at what point did you start focusing on yourself and stop focusing on the situation?
Well, it just so happens that, you know, living here in Houston, I'm about almost 10 minutes from my grandchildren, who are my life and who I dedicate whatever spare time I have to with them. I teach my granddaughter guitar on Thursdays, and sometimes I'll go and swim or play in the backyard with them. But at the same time, my former toxic, which is their grandmother, is also in the picture. And so we would meet in the middle, and then we'd have an argument, and she would gaslight and all that same old stuff. And I would go home angry and bitter and, oh, you know, screw it. But
and get all those crazy feelings.
All those crazy feelings back. And I said, I have to find a happy medium here to where I'm not absorbing all this toxicity. And it was just by leaving. And I thought, well, the more she's toxic, I leave, I don't get time with my grandchildren. So there had to be a shift. There had to be a shift in there. And that was just accepting something that I can't change. She's always been that way. She'll probably always be that way. I don't know. That's up to her and her God or whatever, you know, if she wants to change. But I can change by how I react. In this case, I didn't. I just let it roll off.
So what you're saying is you finally realized, I've had to realize this several times, Dr. Heidi has to learn lessons 12 times before I go, oh, right.
Right. Before that aha moment comes.
Yes. You have to. And it was always kind of blurry for me until the last couple of years. So I think, you know, what you're saying is you had to figure out what you could control and what you couldn't control and started focusing on the things you could control. And then all of a sudden this smile shows up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The smile shows up because, you know, I became aware of what I needed to do. And then it became second nature. And she's just a face in the crowd. She's the kid's grandmother. I still have love for this person, you know, as a human, and wish the best for her. But I got rid of all that bitterness and all that stuff that was just eating at me, you know.
And you can be bitter and you can be mad and you can be upset that they're acting the way they're acting, but there's not a freaking thing you can do about it. And when you're bitter and upset, who is it affecting?
Me. My bottom line.
Yeah.
There's only 86,400 seconds in a day, and they all count. I'm an active participant in my own life. And so if it was my last second on earth, I certainly wouldn't want to leave here bitter or angry. So it has to be a constant change. And before you know it, it's just second nature. It rolls off your back. It's nothing anymore. And for anybody that's going through that kind of trauma, there is hope. There is hope. There's always hope. You know, there's hope for them and there's hope for you.
Now, I'm just going to say this. When I first met you, it was really hard for you to see hope.
It was. Yeah. So
when somebody says, oh, there's always hope, you kind of want to go, yeah, thanks. That was inspirational. But there will be a day that all of a sudden you'll see it and you'll feel it and you'll know it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's happening is that God is changing you and changing your situation. And I feel firmly about that, I'm a spiritual being looking for the human experience, and it's awe and paradox and craziness, you know, as a drop in a bucket compared to eternity. So, you know, I don't want to stay stuck there. I stayed stuck for too long on stuff that really didn't even really matter to me, you know.
But you didn't know it didn't matter. That's
the case. I didn't know. No, it mattered in the moment of how I felt.
Now, if you take 86,400, is that what you just told us?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to figure something out. 86,400 times. Oh, that's not going to work. I'll figure it out after the call. I was going to figure out how many seconds you wasted in your marriage, but I was just going to do by 25, by a minute, and then I have to do hour, and then I have to do, I'm just not really the math person. But yes, I do. I was surprised to see how joyful you looked this morning when you logged on.
Thank you.
Super proud. Is there anything else you want to tell people?
You know, Dr. Heidi has a lot to say, and it's not something you read in a book. It's your experience. And I think that's why we're so close, is because I understand you and you understand me. We both went through this toxicity that it practically broke us, but we didn't break. And, you know, I like to surround myself with positive people. And those are the people that have been through the fire and come out clean on the other side.
And of course, today I have a question for my long-awaited friend / mom, kind of, / probably longest standing the person who has known me the longest span of time while doing this work and being in communication with me. She is a member of Strength Within. She's a very prominent member of Strength Within. You will recognize her name. I'm going to introduce her as Kathy. Kathy has grown to be a very good friend of mine over the years of us kind of, you know, picking through the toxic relationship, I'm going to say, in her life. But Kathy has also been a huge supporter in me picking through the stuff that I thought I dealt with and didn't. She's been a solid, firm, I'm getting tears talking about this, Kathy, firm supporter with me. There's very few people that understand you, as you know, as your listeners. That's a lot of times why people listen to me, because they know I understand them because we've been through it. Kathy is one that I know understands me when I'm having issues with something that I feel like nobody else in my life understands. Poor Kathy gets the text, or poor Kathy gets the call. And I think it was probably maybe not quite a year ago, she had to come back to this area for probably something to do with the divorce process. And I made her do a spend the night. What do we call it?
Girls' night.
Yes, a girls' night. And I made her stay at my house thinking we were just going to have this joyous little time. And I ended up bucket mouthing stuff that had been really weighing on me. And I thought I was having Kathy over so I could support her. As it ended up, that visit was completely opposite. But that visit, I've told you, changed my perspective on a lot of things, and it helped me. So I appreciate you so much. So Kathy, tell us a little bit about what types of toxic relationships you have had in your life.
Well, the big one is being married to a very toxic spouse for 45 years. And through that relationship and the ups and downs and not knowing what I was involved in and coming out on the other end when I left, I have grown just so much. And I am now 7 years away from him, and I am my own person now. I am very confident. I can travel and talk to anyone on the street or wherever I'm at. I'm very calm. I'm very healthy now. And for a long time, I wasn't. But now I live on my own. I have my own apartment. I've never been by myself. I never went to college. So this is all new to me, but I'm handling it very well. And I've met a lot of people. I enjoy being around people. And I'm just having a really good life now.
Yeah. And if you guys could see here, we're not doing video today because I was just telling Kathy I have 2-day dirty hair just because I have been so busy. So we're not doing video. But if you could see Kathy right now compared to the day she walked in my office and I first met her, I'm not kidding you. She looks 15 years younger than the first day I met her. So you kind of already touched on a little bit, but the question I was going to ask you today is, what is one positive thing about you or your life that would be significantly different if you had not gone through what you went through?
Well, significantly different if I had not gone through what I went through. Gosh.
See, Kathy's sitting here thinking, and me looking at her, I can think of 1,000 things in this woman's life that would be significantly different. So to get her going, because I can see she's like, what? The number one thing that I notice in Kathy is we know we have perseverance when we're in those relationships. And for some reason we think, or logic would say, that when we get out of them, everything should kind of fall into place. And you knew you were a strong woman and you knew you'd been through a lot. But the thing that I have seen in you that would be different if you hadn't gone through that was the amount of perseverance and effort that you have put into rediscovering yourself.
Yes, I have put a lot of effort into rediscovering myself, trying to figure out who I am, and just every day making the effort to get to know what I like by just listening to music and going to one instance is I went to the zoo and I realized I liked the plants more than I liked the animals, and just being aware of how I'm feeling as the day goes by or when I'm with a group of people and trying to find myself, what I like as they talk about what they like. And I just kept at it, and just through even watching television and what programs I like and going to the grocery store and trying to figure out what food I like instead of shopping for my toxic person. It was such an eye-opening experience. And then going to church and going to groups of that they have their grief groups and divorce groups and trying to make sense of my life and listening to others and realizing that I didn't know even how to bring up my past and how to express myself. So then I just kept pounding away at it. And finally, I would have breakthroughs and eye-opening moments and just kept pressing through, either by reading books or talking to just lovely people that would say, oh, I have the same problem. And then finding friends and getting to know them, and then they would get to know me. And I just wouldn't give up on myself. And I just kept trying different things and dancing classes and going to church and just going out with people and groups. I would be afraid and I'd be quiet. But then finally I realized, you know, they're not going to get to know me if I don't start speaking up. So I would start speaking up, and then they would listen to me, and then they would get to know me. And as they got to know me, I got to know myself. And it's just been a wonderful experience. And I'm still not 100%, but I feel I know where I'm going now, and I know what I'm doing, and I know what I like, and I enjoy being with myself, and I just won't give up on myself.
Yeah, and for the listeners, I'm talking about her perseverance and the way she talks right now. It's not that she didn't have any bad days. It wasn't a, oh, now I can go out and discover myself, and it was easy thing to do, and one thing after the next, and everything good always happened. It was still up and down for her, and the perseverance part comes in two ways. She knew every morning it was a new day, and that it was a new day that she could start over, and if yesterday was bad, that's okay, because that was yesterday. And even in a life that is completely normal for someone, not that ours are abnormal, but you have ups and downs. And I think you know, never wanting to have a down day, you've also, you know, kind of pushed to realize there's down days. You're going to have down days. But when the sun comes up in the morning, it's a new day. The second thing that just absolutely radiates the perseverance and the strength in her is that she is still not divorced. After almost seven and a half years, we're still going through a divorce process. So for her to be able to go and figure out herself while she still on certain days feels like she definitely has a weight still strapped to her leg, she's really come full circle in, it's now going on in the background for you, isn't it?
Yes.
For a long time, it really, you're looking so forward to it to being done that you put your energy in it, and now your energy is not going into the divorce process anymore. Yes, it is definitely the longest one that any of my clients have had to go through. But you put so much energy into the things you could control, and you stopped putting energy into that. Do you feel like, am I accurate?
That's exactly what I've done. I don't give my past a thought anymore, where before that's all I thought about and cried many, many tears. But now I have just gradually, day by day, put my energy into what I'm doing, what my life is about, where I'm going. And I totally have let go of the past and the divorce process. And I don't even think about it anymore until the calendar tells me, okay, now you have your divorce cases coming up. And then I give it a little thought and then I let it go because I have no control over it. The lawyer and the judge and him and his attorney, they all seem to want to keep it going. And I'm moving on. I don't have time for that. Whatever happens, happens. Whatever God wants me to have, I will get, and I will be happy with that. And I can take care of myself now. And I'm very, very comfortable with knowing that I'm going to be okay no matter what the day brings.
Okay. 7 years ago, I think I told Kathy, what the point that you want to get at is that no matter what happens, you know, you're going to be okay. And we know why the divorce process keeps going, because that's the only thing they have to control you with. And Kathy has not let them have that control by not reacting to that fact. Now, she, like myself, we still have triggers. We have things that will show up in our life that will make our body feel again like we are not in a safe place. And it will make us try to crawl underneath a couch somewhere to hide. And you've also really been able, sometimes we talk through it, but you've really been able to go, yeah, but I understand that, you know, my body's feeling like that because that's how it's always felt when I put in a situation like this. But you've been able to now step back from some of those things and go, no, this situation might make me feel like this, but that's not exactly what this situation is. I can handle this situation, you know, by myself with confidence. And
yes, I've learned make a choice. I can act like I used to and let it play out that way. Or I can say, no, this is how I am. This is how I'm going to be. This is how I'm going to react to this. And most of the time I let it go and I calm myself down and I can be my authentic self. And I love
you guys hear her just say authentic self. You should meet the authentic Kathy. Everyone should meet the authentic Kathy.
Yes.
The smile on her face. Now she's posting happy pictures. You know, her posts on Facebook used to be checking in at the Pilates studio with just the map. Now we're getting these great, big, huge face smile pictures on Facebook. And I love to see that. Is there anything else that you would want to tell somebody who's going through what they're going through right now?
Just keep focused on what you can control and let go of what you can't. And to try to enjoy your day and make it count and take care of yourself and your health and to stay focused on yourself and what you can do and heal and nourish yourself and do good things for yourself and don't give up.
Yes, don't give up. And healing, I believe, some people like to go up against me on this. I believe healing is a continual thing. Do you?
Yes, I do. Every day I learn something that I didn't know the day before that's helpful. And I latch
on. Fun. Sometimes it's fun.
It is fun. It is fun. And I enjoy every day. I giggle more and I love being around people. And it's more authentic back and forth. I feel good. And I look forward to the day now.
I want to welcome Tyson today. I have got to know Tyson actually pretty well. He is a member of Strength Within. He's been a member of Strength Within for a couple of years. He's actually very active in Strength Within, which I appreciate. I didn't know Strength Within was going to be around for 5 years. I was going to run it through a holiday season and then shut it down. And we are at almost 7,000 members that interact on a daily basis. And I was going to thank you, Tyson, for picking up some of the touch points with people, because it's hard for me to read every question. So if you're in Strength Within, I'm pretty sure you have a good idea who Tyson is. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what your situation was when you stumbled upon me and where you found me and what was going on in your life.
Sure, Heidi. And by the way, I love Strength Within. It's just a great place where I've found a lot of health and healing for myself and many others. So again, I appreciate and thank you for creating Strength Within.
You know what? I told Tyson I was not going to interrupt him before we started recording. Look at, here I go. Tyson, if you could be quiet, I have something more important to say. That's how it goes with me. When you said Strength Within, I had called it something else. It was something to do with the holidays. And when the people in it asked me to keep it open, so I needed to rename it. And I remember putting a poll up, and it was a pretty unfair poll because I already knew I wanted to name it Strength Within. But I do think Strength Within was the winning poll. But I didn't know that it was going to live up to its name. It is definitely, something that people go there when they have no other place to go. And I think it, not knowing that it was really going to be people's Strength Within, I believe that it was named correctly.
Absolutely. I agree. But yeah, I'll answer your question. So I found Strength Within and I found Heidi after my 10-year marriage came to an end kind of abruptly. I was discarded. I found out my wife wanted out and she moved out 14 days later. So that was pretty confusing to start out with. So of course I did what most of us do, and that's you start getting online, you start Googling and trying to find information, trying to make sense out of what the hell just happened. And of course you start looking around and you find, you know, all the words that we don't use and you know, the toxic kept coming up. Like everywhere I found toxic. And of course Heidi was one of the first four podcasts that I found. It's kind of crazy that she happens to be like less than 15 minutes away from me physically, that she was one of the first four. And it's just been kind of, you know, coincidental or not coincidental that I ran across Strength Within. That's
how funny too, because we had talked a little bit on Messenger and kind of through Strength Within. And so, you know, we had interacted a little bit, and then me asking you where you were was, he literally was in the town next to the town I had my practice in. And like, we're literally in the same,
yeah,
almost, I mean, the same house. We're that close.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that's where I found it. You know, and again, all the knowledge that I was searching for was, you know, was there at my fingertips, so to speak, to help me get through very challenging times with the end of those hopes and dreams, I guess.
And, you know, when I think back on, I do try to read almost every post that's in Strength Within. And when I think back on the way you were interacting and the things you were posting in the beginning, and the things you are posting and the way you're interacting now, it's 180 degrees difference. And so I would like to thank you for being one of the people that turns around and helps the people that are walking the path behind you, because you have definitely, definitely lived up to that. So I appreciate that. And so do the Strength Within members. Okay. The question I want to ask you today is, what positive thing about you or your life would be significantly different if you did not go through what you went through?
That's a fun question, Heidi. And I'm not a big hypothetical person. I don't like spending a lot of time on hypotheticals, but it does lead down, you know, a crazy path of thought processes when you do it. And when I look back and, you know, and try to figure out what I would look like if things didn't happen or happen differently, there's numerous things and infinite amount of possibilities on what life would look like. But I can tell you the only positive thing that I can come up with, that if I didn't go through what I went through, is that I'd have the opportunity to see my kids more often, right? Like that's the biggest one for me, is having them 50% of the time. My daughters are 15 and 10 now. And again, the only thing that I can come up that's positive if it didn't happen is that I'd see them more. Because I can only imagine that I'd be going down the same thing, the same road, dealing with the same shit day in and day out, and just surviving, like, if it didn't happen.
So, and so you're saying, just to clarify, you're saying everything in your life is significantly different. And the one thing that feels negative to you is that it's that you're a 50% parent.
Absolutely. That's about the only pot. Well, and don't get me wrong, there'd probably be some financial, you know, a little more financial.
Yeah, we can't talk about that.
Right? Those are all fears and things that hold us back from doing it. And those are terrible reasons to stay in a toxic situation.
I want to say something, because I always want to say something. Make sure that you're looking at it. I'm even coaching. Look at, I'm going to tell you what to do even. When you think, oh, but I'm only, you know, I just said 50% parent a couple minutes ago. The thing that you have to remember is you are such a much better parent in the personality and the things that you have going in your life now than you were then, that having the kids half the time, the person you are now is better than being around them all the time in the situation that you used to be in.
Absolutely. And that's what I was, I guess, kind of pointing out, is that, you know, it's hard to find, and I'm one that tries to find the positives. I guess we all are, right? Any of us that are survivors from these types of relationships, is we looked really hard to find the positives in our life. We're really damn good at it. Like, that's the one thing that keeps us stuck in those cycles. And again, so trying to find a positive in going through what I went through, you know, if I didn't go through it, what would be positive? Well, I didn't give, you know, now that I'm a 50-50 parent, the 50% that I have, I'm all there for the girls when they're with me. Like, it is, my attention and focus is on them way more than what it was when I was surviving and going through the motions, so to speak.
Yes. And then when you don't have them, you get to be Tyson, which you didn't get to be Tyson in that relationship either.
Oh, which is a hard part. Like, that's a hard thing, is you don't even know who the hell you are when you get out of it, because you're just living for the other person. You don't know what you want. Heidi asks all kinds of great questions and pushes us in these, you know, all of the groups that she has. I'm in a few of them.
And all of them.
Almost all of them.
He tried to get in the female group, and I finally had to be like, Tyson, I don't have a female group right now. I'm joking.
But yeah, no, it pushes you to, you know, Heidi pushes us and asks questions of what do you want? Like, one of the hardest questions that she's ever asked has been, what do you want in life? What do you want? And most of us don't know the answer when she asks that, because we haven't been able to think for ourselves. But now, being, you know, having time to myself and time to reflect and time to grow, you get to figure out what you want. And it is, it's such a wonderful opportunity. You know, when you're out and you break those bonds as best as you can, to really figure out what you want in life and start taking control of it instead of life controlling you.
And we don't have to go into detail, but I do know that you breaking some of those bonds and really asking you yourself the questions of what you want, you're looking at some major changes, I believe, absolutely. In the next few years.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Finally figuring out. I mean, I'm 48 years old and kind of finally figuring out what I want in life.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun and exciting. It's scary, but it's fun and exciting at the same time.
Yep. It took you 47 years to figure out what you don't want.
Right.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And you know, too, we focus on, when we start focusing on the negative, we attract more negative. So it's, and when you have somebody in your life that wants the attention all the time, somebody asks you what you want more of, and you're like, money is always the first thing people think of, because it's easy. It's tangible. It's, you know, so the changes that I've seen in you, and because I've had a lot of conversation with you, Tyson is a leader. He's in a leadership position at his work, but he was definitely meant to do something helping people and leading people. And I can see that just oozing. Sometimes he takes over my groups. And that's really hard for me because they're my groups. I call them my groups. But he's in a spot right now too, that he has the confidence to be able to lead people in confidence. And that's, I think the confidence is a huge thing. Don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and it's something that takes time whenever you've been beaten down for so long, to grow back up. And it's really about fear too, Heidi. I'm no longer afraid of failing and afraid of not making people happy and, you know, and really remove the, or try to still do it, but the people pleasing out of me. And in order to do that, you have to have a vision on what you want. If you don't have a vision on what you want, you're just going to react and try to keep the peace and make everyone else around you happy. So that's really where, you know, where I'm working on now, and you're helping all the groups. That's kind of the focus on where it goes is trying to come up with a vision on what you want.
I'm going to use money as an analogy really quick, because I want to kind of summarize what I think you're saying. I had a financial advisor once tell me that if you don't tell your money where to go, it's going to go away. And then I try to tell my money where it goes, and then I always end up with more boots in my closet. But it's true. If you don't have it designated, it's going to go away. And the same thing happens with your time and your energy and your attention. And when you're in those relationships, somebody else is dictating where your money is going. And when you can, I mean, your time and your attention and energy is going. And when you can take back control and distribute it as you want, that's when you finally feel in control of your life. And you have to get to a place too, where if you piss somebody off, so what? You know, because we don't want to make anybody mad. We don't want anybody to think bad about us. And you have to literally get to, this is my husband's famous phrase, and he will use it if he runs into some old guy at the bar that he strikes up a conversation with. When he's ready to leave, he'll go, "Hey, it was nice to meet you. If I never see you again, so what?" And of course he's joking, and these people think he's hilarious, but I always tell my clients, we have to get you to a spot that you can look at somebody and think in your head, "If I never see you again, so what?" And the people pleaser in us wants to make sure that everybody's in our inner circle, you know, kick them out. So you can delegate where your time, attention, and energy is going. Okay. What is something else that you would want to tell the listeners from coming out? It could be a piece of advice. It can be a quote. It could be something that you learned that maybe they can grasp onto and it can help them too.
So guys, the best thing that I can say is just keep pushing forward. Keep pushing forward. You're going to get through it. It's going to be scary as hell. It's going to hurt like hell, but just keep moving forward. Find that point to where you want to hit and keep moving towards it. Keep the eye on the prize, right? Like, find a goal that you want and just keep pushing for it. Give yourself and treat yourself like you would a child also. Like, we're all going to make mistakes. We're all going to grow from those mistakes is the goal. Like, no one's perfect. You don't have to be perfect. You just don't.
Yep. There's, you know, we can call them mistakes, but really when you look back on the things in your life that you think is a mistake, you wouldn't be the person you were if you wouldn't have fell on your face.
Absolutely. Just a learning experience. Mistakes are nothing but learning experiences. I mean, I've heard many successful people say that they've just made more mistakes than anyone else because they learn from them. And that's really a true statement. I know it's cliche. I know it's all of that. We try to stay away from that, but it is, and it's okay. But just keep moving forward.
Yep. And the other thing, because you just said the making mistakes thing, it also makes me think of the decision-making. It's very difficult to make decisions coming out of or being in those relationships because we have so much self-doubt. And you and I have both learned, just make a freaking decision. If it's the wrong one, make another one.
Right.
Yeah, I've said this before. A firing squad is not going to show up if you make the wrong decision. You just change directions, but you don't see that until you see it.
Correct. Correct. We can say that all day long, but until you live it, you won't completely grasp that.